We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 5 lines from the top by 2 dots. It's in the Mishnah that Zeh Klal Kol Shabano Osoy Benoyis Tam Osor Kol Sheimar Osoy Benoyis Tam Mutter. That means the whole Isser of Taruvos, and because of that, it needs Shishim Keneged. It needs Shishim times the Isser, 60 times the Isser. It's only if that Isser gives a good taste to the mixture. But if it does not give a good taste to the mixture, gives a bad taste to the mixture, then it's bought automatically. And we'll see what the makar for that is. What's the makar for that? We'll see the makar is from the Limud Daf Samach Zayin and Beis, and we will talk about the Ran. The Ran explains how the Limud is. How do you have that Limud? Because here it's Mevuyim Rashi. That doesn't mean it's not edible. It just means it's not really adding anything to it. It just doesn't. It makes it taste worse. Not that it makes it not edible. It just means it's pegimit. Okay. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Yudah Mashmul, Halacha Hilcha, so this is the halacha. Halacha is that any time the Isser is pegimit, it gives it a bad taste, the halacha is that it does not aser it even without shishim, even without 60 times. But Amar Rav Yudah Mashmul, Lo Yishanu El Shnaf Al Sech Grisim Roischim. This didn't end the Mishnah, it's an example of Pogum and Seskin Choymet Shnaf Al Gav Grisim, yet vinegar that fell into Grisim, which is a type of beans, and it fell into this Grisim. So in such a case, that's called Nois Tam Afkam. He says, that's only hot grisim. Our nofos are grisim tzoynim. If it's cold arbis, it's cold chickpeas then, whatever these beans are. If it's cold, veres sichom, and then you warmed it up, nasek, you cooked it up, nasek kemishashbiach v'vsoif pogum. Then it's nasek ilushashbiach v'vsoif pogum. V'oser and tzoser. Like we've seen a second, that this type of thing tastes good if it's tzoynim. If you put wine or vinegar into tzoynein, put the vinegar into the tzoynein, into a cold grisim, it tastes good. So the Mishnah only says it's mutter if you put it directly into hot grisim. If you put it into cold grisim, which means by the beginning it tasted good, and now I warmed it up and I made it taste bad, then it's ke'ilush hishbiach v'soif pogum, and it's also, because once it's aser, so then it's aser. I have to make it inedible, if anything, but it's still edible. So hishbiach v'soif pogum will be aser. The only time we say that it's poigimit and doesn't ask if it fell into hot grisim. So it fell into cold grisim, verisicha, and then you cooked it up. Nasek and mishashbiach, pogum. It's kilu that you mashbiach it, and then it became pogum that it's also, and it's also. V'chenki also Rav Dimi says the same thing, and says, v'kachoy oisim barvish abosis b'tzipayri v'karin oisim shechlayim. Like Rashi explains, what do they do in the Arab Shabbos and Arab Shabbos Tzipari? What they did was noise the chaymet serch grisim tzaynin. They have chaymashpichem. That tastes good. So since they did that, so that makes me taste good. So here, if you cook it up afterwards, therefore it's also because it became also already. The only problem is the lashon nasa kemisha shpiach v'soy pogum is a little interesting. It's not kemisha shpiach. It's a shpiach v'soy pogum. What's the lashon nasa kemisha shpiach v'soy pogum? What's behind that lashon? So Tosfos, the second Tosfos on the Amud, talks about this question. He says, "Tema, am I not a lishta? What do you mean? It's about, we said he did this every Erev Shabbos. It's a pari. Obviously, it's not like nasik mishbiach. It is mashbiach. The Yeshleimar, not the ikar recipe. The ikar recipe is the fisher ikar hashvach lehavad la'achashu yarsichu v'itzamnu. After you warm it up and then you cool it off, that's the best way to do it. That's the best way to do it here. They put it in before they cooked it up, and therefore it's only nasik can be. But in any case, it became usher already, and therefore cooking it up will not save the isser, even though now it became pogum, it's a shpiach of soif pogum, and since the isser fell in, b'shas maisa, it made it usher, and you didn't have shishim, therefore the halacha is that it's usher, it's not called pogum. Amar Rosh Lakish, another qualification in the halacha of pogum. Amar Rosh Lakish, the first qualification was that if it starts off tasting good, then it's usher. Another halacha, Amar Rosh Lakish. Noisetam afgam sh'omru, loishu yoimru, kidei rezu chesera melach, kisera melach, or chesera tavan, kisera tavan. This is a chumru. This type of noisetam afgam we're handling in our sugya so far is where the thing that you added, this you added, made the taste worse than the beginning. Now, Rosh Lakish says that even though maybe you didn't do the recipe perfectly, and that's where it doesn't taste good, but let's say you did the recipe perfectly, and then you added this iser. So maybe, so the deer, in such a case, he's saying a chumra over here, you're going to say like this, that maybe really, don't say that it's poigim, that Machbas Dova Akar has to be perfectly like this. It has to be the Isser is making it Pogum. But if it just tastes Pogum, that's not enough of a heter. Which means like this. You had an Isser fall in and you taste it, doesn't taste good. So then the halacha is that you're going to tell yourself, oh, it doesn't taste good, so it's mutter. No. You have to make sure that it has the right amount of melach and tavlin, and then it doesn't taste good. So that's it. Then that will be a heter. Like Rashi says, Chumri, Kolem lo yishuch loses pegam betav shemach b'zdova ach, kon shech yisera melach yisera. Dem nifka mach b'zdova ach, ein nukterlam b'gam b'yisvazer. That means not enough just to taste it, and you have a goy taste it, you know, it doesn't taste good. Okay, it's mutter. It's not enough. Because maybe the reason it doesn't taste good is you didn't do the recipe right. It has to be either the recipe right, and still it's poigim, that is when you have the heter. It means that the iser has to be poigim, not that the food tastes poigim. The iser has to be poigim. Amar Shlokas, no yisdam afkam shom, lo yishu yom kdeh yishu chesera melech, that has less melech, more melech, chesera tavon, chesera tavon. Like, kol she'in chesera klum, ve'in echelas b'reza. And Rashi's ve'in echelas lav dafka. It means ve'in echelas means it tastes bad. It has to be, in order to use the heter of poigim, it has to be that everything else was done right, and still it's pogum, it's aser. But if everything else was done wrong, you cannot be toilah, the pegima, in the issa. You can't be toilah, you have to make sure that the recipe is right, then you can be toilah, the pegima. So it's a chumrah, because now if you have a mixture, it doesn't taste good, it's not enough of a heter. It has to be the reason why it doesn't taste good is because of the addition of the issa. That's the first stock, which is a chumrah. The next version of shlokas is a kula, the opposite. If you get down from shlokas, no yistam afkam shomru, ain't oimuk deir zu chesera melach, chesera melach. We don't say, oh, the reason why it's being poigim is because it doesn't have enough salt, or too much salt, or chesera tevelin doesn't have enough spices, chesera tevelin, too much spices. El hashta mi apagama, that the heter is right now it doesn't taste good, there's no iser. If right now when I add the iser doesn't taste good, I don't care what the reason is, it doesn't taste good, it has to add flavor to the mixture. If it does not add flavor to the mixture, it makes it worse. The halacha is that it's mutter, even though maybe the reason why it doesn't taste good is because you didn't put enough of salt or spice in it. It makes a difference. The ma'aseh that now doesn't taste good is a kula. So the first version is that it's a chumrah. We're saying that you have to, the only time you can act the heter of paigim is only if everything else is perfect, and still being paigim, it's mutter. For the second lashon, as long as it doesn't taste good, it's called paigim. So that was the second qualification in the halacha of pegima. Now I'm going to bring down a memory from Rabbi Yechanan, which Agav will tell us which lashon the pasuk like. But this few lines in the Gemara is you say this for Gan Shas, no question about it. Omra Avo on Rabbi Yechanan, Kol shataymoi umamoshoi osir. The halacha is Kol shataymoi umamoshoi osir veloikinolav. This is how you read it. Well, I guess it's a little interesting, but it's the way you read it. Kol shataymo umamashoy, anytime you have a mixture of tam and it's mamashoy, it's aser, v'loikin alav, and you get malchus, v'zeo v'kzayis v'kdei achilas pras. We'll explain this. V'zeo v'kzayis, that's if you have kzayis v'kdei achilas pras. But on top of our base, taymoy v'loy mamashoy, if you only have taste, not mamish, it's aser v'ein loikin alav. So what it means is like this, Rashi explains, that if a mamish of iser fell into a mixture, so the example we'll give is you have a cholent, which is obviously made out of beans and potatoes, which is kosher, and barley, and you put in a piece of meat from a non-kosher animal, or nevela, or a piece of nevela fell in, a piece of meat, it's mamash. The halacha is that it's aser, and you get malchus if let's say kedeshes pras is 3 minutes, if in 3 minutes you will reach a kezayis of meat. But if it takes you more than 3 minutes to reach and to eat a kezayis of meat, because let's say you put into the whole mixture 3 kezayisim, and it's a big challenge. So you have to figure out, if I eat this straight for 3 minutes, will I hit a kezayis of meat? If I'll hit a kezayis of meat within the shear of kedei achilas pras, which is the shear of eating 4 beim, which Chazal said that's the shear of tziruf, so then you can mitzaref into the kezayis. But if not, it turns out you ate a kezayis over 2 different periods, and it's not mitzaref. So you can't get malchus on that. But it's aser, but you can't get malchus on that. So what we're saying is that if the mamish falls in, you could actually get malchus if it's with the achilas pras. Now Rashi in Masechtas Chulin says, shteita in this shita of Rabbi Yechanan, that tam ki'ikir lav deraisa. There's a big machloikis if you have something that gets the taste, which means it's no shishim basically, gets the taste of the non-kosher meat, does the whole thing become asr, a cheftza de yisura? That everything I eat now becomes asr. Even the beans that have a taste of the meat become asr because it's called tam ke'ikr. Tastes like ikr. If that's the case, you get malchus and any kezayis of this mixture of his chalm. Weistosh, Rabbi Yochanan holds that tam ke'ikr lav deraisa. Tam ke'ikr lav deraisa. It's a right, because the machlok is there. It's a machlok is there. Tanoim, Amroim. It's a machlok is tam ke'ikr deraisa. Not. Here's a raya. Rabbi Yochanan paskins tam ke'ikr lav deraisa. That's a Rashi says Masechta Schulim. Now the Rabbi Yochanan goes further. It says, but it's time my v'leim amashoy osur ve'in loyker lav. If it's just tam, then he says you never get malchus. You don't get malchus on that because it's not mamashos. Now what's an example of time my v'leim amashoy? So Rashi says it means can cholov shnofel kedera milk the fell on kedera. Or chelev that melted. Now Rashi is a shtickle apella, but Rashi is saying is that when milk falls into the mixture, so it's not mamashus, it's not here anymore. It's a mixture without mamashus. Since it's a mixture without mamashus, so there's no chi of malchus over here in such a case. And there, it's also even if it's enough shir kedechah esbras, it's also vein loikin alav. And two examples are milk that fell into kedera or fat that was melted, fell into Gdera. And Tosfos takes very big issue with this. Because we know, one of the Mekairos, for Tam Ke'ikr, the Araisa, is by Basav HaChalav. So he says that that's Pashit, if milk falls into the meat. So of course that's Basav HaChalav, and that's Tam Ke'ikr the Araisa. That's called Be'en. Why is that called Be'en? And it says more, Chalav is called Be'en. If you look at Tosfos, we have to see Tosfos a little bit, just to have a little taste of it. So Tosfos on Samach Zayin and Aleph, and the Tosfos on Rabbi Yechon, and it says, Pirish Rashi Pergir Anosha Mekan Tam Kikalav Deraisa, O Pirish Goin Cholav Shenofel Seich Basar, that's a case of Taim Loim Moshe, Oi Chelev Shenofel Memuach, Shem Moshe Be'en. Now, like we spoke out, from the first half and the second half, both those things are a Raya that Tam Kikalav Deraisa. The first part says you have to have Mamoshes within Kikalav Pras. And the second part of Yechid Yimurim first, just time of Loim Moshoi is no loikin, impossible loikin. So Klar, that's what Rashi saying, he holds Tam Kelav Deraisa. An example of Tam the Rashi gives is Cholov Shnof Shech Basar, or Chelov Shnof Nemuach, Shem Moshe Bed. So Tosfos Veinir, Mashbish Rashi, Cholov Shnof Shech Basar, Milk Fall into Basar. The Philo appears Rashi, the Tam Kelav Deraisa, even the Rashi holds Tam Kelav Deraisa, Moi De Basar Cholov Deraisa, the Derek Bishl also Torah, Dom Mashmais, Divis Cholov, Perik Abbas. Everyone knows that by Bas of Cholov, there is Tam Kikad Raisi. That is Bas of Cholov. Va'oid, the Oichel, because it comes out if you the literal words of Rashi here, the only time you'll have Bas of Cholov, the Araisa, that you get Malkus on, is only if a piece of Basa falls Be'en into your Cholov, and you have a piece of meat floating around. That's the only way it'll be possible. But the Chor, that's not true. Va'oid, the oichel bas of a chalav, oichel mamashos. The second kash is, I don't agree to hold metzias. That's called mamashos chalav. Chalav fell in. It's not called not tam. It's called mamashos. Void the oichel bas of chalav, oichel mamashos iser. Kshoichel abasa, can bring abasa. El tzarich loymar. So the Tosfos, you have to say that the case over here is kegoyin chalav shenimuach shenofel nivasech basa. Lekarok tam ba'alma, but tam lav derais. And that's he says like Rashi Rashi's second pshat. That's what he says. Tam loymashos means now. Now you're gonna ask me why is chelav nemuach different than chalav? Tosfos says chalav, no way, that's not mashus. So the Rishash explains. He says chalav didn't change its constitution when it fell in. It was chalav when it fell in and went in ben b'chalav. The chelav, it was nemuach. It changed its metzias. It was a piece of hard, now it became soft. A dira zok the Rishash. The chilaku the chalav nivla k'mo yishu bebriyosoi v'loy nishtana hokach nikra mamashus. Therefore, it's called mamashus. Because it was not nishtana. Aval chelav shenimuach ve'ein noyne al tavnis briyosa. It's not the way it was created. L'kach nikra v'loy mamashoi. Therefore it's called not mamashos. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos that I learned exactly. But in any case, and there's a whole arichas in Tosfos, if Rabbi Yechon Shittak is tam kikalav deraisa, if I wish we had time, but we don't have time to go through the whole Tosfos. But in any case, that's what comes out so far from the sugya. But we didn't finish. We want to rewrite one of our shlokashes, right? Ve'im riba on top of Samach Zayin on the bay, he's got Zokar Be'echer Rab Vaiter, ve'im riba tam lefgam mutter. Ve'im riba tam lefgam, ve'added tam lefgam, then it's mutter. So, ad kam Be'echer. Ve'lema, why didn't he say simple? Ve'im nosa tam lefgam mutter. Why didn't he say if he gives tam lefgam mutter? Even though it's not the only reason why it's pogum. It's pogum because it's missing salt. Still, if it adds to the idea of the tam lefgam, it's mutter. And this would turn out that the hilchos is like, and it's like the second lashon of shlokish. That you don't care if it's because dafka of the iser. If it's maisa, it's pogum, that is a heter, even though there's other factors that are contributing to making it pogum. And therefore, from Rabbi Yochanan and Seraya to the second lashon of Rosh Lakish, even if other reasons, other factors are making it pogum, it's enough to be a heter.